A criminal complaint filed in federal court in Iowa says Luke Helder sent his father a letter that contained anti-government comments and the words, "Mailboxes are exploding." Believing his son might be the pipe bomber, the father called the Menominee Police Department. Helder has been a student at the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee. Dennis Beatty is the city police chief. He says following the call for help from Luke Helder's father, Beatty says his agency started asking questions.
We contacted Luke's roommates and learned that Luke had left home on Thursday, May 2nd, and hadn't returned. And the only contact that the roommates had during this interim period was a phone call, which was Luke had left a phone message and said, "Watch the media," to his roommates. That was it. They did not connect it with anything.
However, Chief Beatty says the roommates were asked to look around the apartment and found items that could be used to make bombs under Helder's bed. Meanwhile, officials at UW-Stout were looking for Luke Helder in April. Chancellor Charles Sorensen says university personnel routinely call students who haven't been in class for a while. In Helder's case, that was April 24th. The next day, Helder called in.
But in this case, he said he would return to class. He said he needed a, quote, vacation, unquote, from class for a while. What this particular person did in the office was put a little check by that and say, within a week or 10 days, I will follow up a second time. By that time, he was gone.
Sorensen says typically it's not the policy of universities to keep close tabs on the whereabouts of all students, but he is going to review that policy. Many students at Stout were shocked to hear one of their classmates might be the pipe bomber. But UW-Stout sophomore Ian DeGraff says if Helder is actually the one who did this, he left the Stout campus alone.
He had every opportunity. If he wanted to bomb the faculty at Stout, he easily could have. I mean, he was able to plant these bombs other places, but he didn't. So I guess that says something.
In all, 18 pipe bombs were found in mailboxes in 5 states between Friday and Monday. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.